It may be the largest war in the world that we don't hear about. The death toll of what is now called the Great War of Africa likely stretches into the millions. Among those personally affected by that war is a Manchester resident, Colette Ramazani, who goes by Coco. Coco saw the violence. She saw the violence firsthand, survived rape and HIV, and then came to the United States. Her story is the basis of a new novel, Tell This to My Mother. Coco Ramazani joins me now in the studio. The author of the novel, Joseph E. Mwantuali, joins me from Hamilton College in New York, where he teaches French and African literature. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Coco, I'll start with you. You've been open about the difficulties you face since coming to the United States. You've gone to school, you've been looking for work, and all the while struggling with post-traumatic stress from your experiences. What made you decide that you wanted to tell your story and then see it published in this book?
My home country has been forgotten. You know, no matter how situation really is getting worse and worse for years. And as one of a survivor from that country, I didn't want to remain quiet and just sit down and not doing anything and give power to those who hurt me and who still destroying other women and children in Congo.
Is it difficult, though, to go back through those experiences again? How do you manage to get through that?
It's really difficult on a daily basis. I have to go through therapy and I have to take a medicine. Sometimes I go back in emergency room and sometimes I go in psychiatric center and I cry and then I wipe myself and I keep going. Because if I just sit down, I give up the hope for the other who are crying and who are waiting for help.
Joseph Mwantuali, how did you first hear about Coco's story, and then how did it wind up being a novel?
Well, it was by total chance. I was traveling through Manchester and just happened to meet her at the friends. We have same friends, and we met there. And as a writer, I was very excited to meet somebody who was coming from the front line. And that's how we started.
And I've read that the book uses African storytelling techniques. Could you describe some of those for people who aren't familiar?
Yes. Generally, the way story techniques works in Africa, at least where I come from, is you can tell actually many stories embedded within the main stories and many voices talking at the same time. And I hope people are going to be reading that book will discover how it works, how you mesh up all these voices together to make up a story as a whole.
What do you think makes it important to use that kind of approach?
First of all, because it gives the story its authenticity as an African story. Meanwhile, also it allowed me to put in there both Coco's voice, my own voice, and also insert inside the story voices of other stories that come from her tradition in her culture where she comes from. And for me, this technique is not just an art. Actually, it has the intention of becoming a therapy for Coco as well.
I wanted to ask each of you, I'll start with you, Coco. What can the U.S. and other countries do to help with the situation in the Congo?
Military action is not always an answer. The voice of American president, it is the big weapon. We don't need guns, but just the voice of the people. If they ask their president, Obama, to stand up and talk and put some sanction to Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda, who are, you know, destroying the next generation children and women of Congo, that's what they can help with. And that's what I believe in, because I am the witness of the compassionate of people here in America.
Joseph, I would ask you the same question. Do you see the role here as of the book and of this work as letting people in this country and in other Western countries know about what's going on in Congo and nearby countries?
Absolutely. If people of America were informed and aware of what's happening in the Congo, they would actually indeed put pressure on President Obama. You know, 10 million people dead, 500,000 women raped. This is the most terrible tragedy since Hitler, but all these big superpowers are staying silent. President Obama has an incredible influence on both Uganda and Rwanda. All it takes is President Obama to put pressure on them and tell them to stop doing what they're doing in the Congo. America can stop this massacre.
The book is called Tell This to My Mother by Joseph E. Mwantuali. It's a novel based on the story of Manchester resident Coco Ramazani. Thanks to you both for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.